good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, and our political observer, Alan Chartunker, is with us. And it's lots of stuff going on. Let's start with Fun Drive.
Well, yeah, you know, all of a sudden, people are taking the lockbox extraordinarily seriously. As I was leaving yesterday, there was all kinds of commotion, a lot of money coming in. And I think that that's really great, because I think people get it, because they have the same passion for the radio station that you and I have, David, and they are committed to it. And all of a sudden, the money is starting to really mount up. The question is, there's this wonderful challenge money there, but I don't think that's the reason people do it. I think the reason people do it is they want the radio station and love them and love the fact that so many people are beginning to do what they need to do now. And thank you very much.
Just go to WAMC.org and put your money in. How about this? Albany corruption inquiry hurts Arizona company that hired Dean Skelos' son. Abtech says it has been assured by federal investigators that it is not the target of the investigation. Still, the company's stock has fallen more than 70% since the New York Times first reported in April that Abtech was entangled in the scandal involving Dean Skelos, the leader of the New York State Senate, and his son Adam.
Well, you know, David, what happens is that somebody gets implicated. If the name just gets whispered on the wind, there are going to be consequences. You're in business, your stock is floated, people say, hey, who needs this? And they die, even if it's not fair. But that's exactly what happens. And you see this as proof positive that you have to be very, very careful about who you're doing business with. And it also sends a message to those who think that if I get in bed with politically connected people, I'll be better off. Well, here's a case where you're not.
Arctic drill rig sparks outcry. Foes of Royal Dutch Shell's use of a seaport terminal to prepare for exploratory oil drilling in the Arctic Ocean were attacked on two fronts Monday as a few hundred protesters blocked port entrances in the city of Seattle, declared that Shell and his maritime host lacked a proper permit they can appeal.
Well, I mean, this is what happens. It's what happened with fracking in New York State, for example. When people get determined and people think that the environment is being attacked, they'll become passionate about this. And it will go to the top of their salient list, as I always like to say. In other words, they will say, okay, you know, you cannot do this to our environment, and we'll vote you out, or we'll protest, and we'll raise hell about it. And, you know, I think that's what democracy is all about.
The headline in the Times says, the fall of Ramadi to ISIS highlights Iraq premier's weakening authority.
Well, we know that there is a good deal of questioning as to the United States' role in Iraq. We do know that some of the people who apparently are involved with ISIS are people who were involved with Saddam Hussein. We do know that if you are not cognizant of the real forces that are going on there, it isn't a bunch of boots on the ground from the United States that are going to solve anything. So, yes, it's a terrible situation, and these are terrible people, make no mistake about it. But in my conversation yesterday with Jim McGovern, the congressman, progressive man, he said, look, in the end, either these folks, the Shia and the Sunnis, are going to have to learn how to get along with each other or not. But we can't be the people who are going to make a change there because we haven't got that in us. I think he's right.
Our political observer, Alan Chartunker, joining us. Lockbox, now.
Yeah, David, it's so important. I want everybody out there doing what they have to do.
WAMC.org.